This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Niger closed its airspace Sunday until further notice, citing the threat of military intervention from the West African regional bloc after coup leaders rejected a deadline to reinstate the country's ousted president. Meanwhile, thousands of supporters of the coup leaders, like Ali Sido Mazou, flocked to a stadium in the capital Sunday, appearing undaunted by the threat of military intervention as his ultimatum to reinstate the president expired.
It was the political context that led us to a situation where the military decided to put an end to this regime that everyone knew about. Today, we went out to demonstrate to show our dissatisfaction with ECOWAS.
The seventh coup in West and Central Africa in 3 years has rocked the Sahel region, one of the poorest in the world. Given its uranium and oil riches and its pivotal role in a war with Islamist militants, Niger holds importance for the U.S., Europe, China, and Russia. Members of former President Donald Trump's legal team say they will oppose federal prosecutors' request to limit what they share publicly about Trump's latest indictment. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias talked to political analysts about how the international community may feel about these proceedings.
Global reactions to Trump's legal challenges have been slow in coming. James Long, professor of political science at the University of Washington, isn't surprised.
Some leaders in specific countries have sort of internalized the wrong message from Trump's behavior thus far. But I think right now they're probably wise to stay quiet and let this process play itself out as they continue to try to have healthy diplomatic relationships with the United States.
Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Israeli airstrikes hit areas around Damascus early Monday, killing at least four Syrian soldiers. Syrian state television, citing a military source, said four other soldiers were also wounded while the strikes caused some material damage. This is VOA News. A defiant Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, praised his Air Force pilots during a military display Sunday, saying Russia failed to defeat them, saying the invaders hope to destroy our aviation, our anti-aircraft defense in the first hours of a full-scale war, but it ended in failure for Russia. It comes as Russia unleashed a missile and drone barrage across parts of the Ukraine that officials in Kyiv say killed six people as Moscow followed through on its promise to retaliate for a Ukrainian drone attack on a Russian tanker in the Black Sea near Crimea late Friday. Japan plans to start releasing treated radioactive water from the tsunami-wrecked Fukushima nuclear power plant as early as late August. We get more from VOA's Scott Waterman.
The Japanese daily Asahi Shimbun is reporting the information based on interviews with unnamed sources in the government. The release will likely come shortly after Japan's Prime Minister, Fumio Kishida, meets with U.S. President Joe Biden and the President of South Korea, Yoon Suk-yeol. The meeting is scheduled for next week in the United States. Last month, Japan's nuclear regulator gave Tokyo Electric Power approval to start releasing the water. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
Syrian state media say Israeli airstrikes again hit areas around Damascus, killing at least four soldiers. Iraq's prime minister has ordered an investigation into how a bear escaped from its crate on an Iraqi plane as it was due to depart from Dubai Airport, leaving passengers disgruntled and causing a stir on social media. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Iraqi Airlines apologized but says it wasn't to blame for the bear's escape and that the aircraft's crew worked with authorities in the UAE, which dispatched specialists to sedate the animal and remove it from the plane. A video clip circulating on social media shows some of the incident. According to the airline, the bear was being flown from Dubai to Baghdad. Keeping predatory animals as pets in Iraq, especially in Baghdad, has become popular among the wealthy. Authorities have struggled to enforce legal provisions to protect wild animals. I'm Julie Walker.
Tens of thousands of Boy Scouts are now set to leave South Korean World Jamboree site as a tropical storm approaches. It's been a concern for quite some time, and as well as the sweltering heat. There's more at VOAnews.com. Again, VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.